In the first reading today, we hear about a priest who was so faithful to God that God made a covenant with him and gave him a priesthood to be able to offer a sacrifice that would be pleasing to God, offer incense that would be a sweet odor before the Lord. When we stop and think about that a little bit further, we recognize this is our Lord. He is the one who came into this world, was a truly faithful priest. God gave him a priesthood. Not the priesthood of Aaron that came after the disobedience of the people in Israel, but rather the priesthood which was from the very beginning, the priesthood that was exercised by Melchizedek, the priesthood that was there when Noah came off the ark, the priesthood that goes all the way back, the primordial priesthood that God had given to humanity and humanity had lost because of their disobedience. That is the priesthood that our Lord has. And he offers a sacrifice that is pleasing to God. It is perfect because it is the Lord himself. And he offers an incense which is sweet in the sight of God. Incense, the scriptures tell us, represent the prayers of the people of God. And so it is our prayers that rise up before the Lord and is something very, very pleasing to him. Now we take that a step further then and we apply that to ourselves, because each one of us who is baptized is a priest and a prophet and a king. And so God has entrusted to each one of us a participation in that priesthood of his Son. We have to be very clear, there is a different kind of priesthood for those who are ordained. So the ordained priest has the baptismal priesthood and the ordained priesthood, but all of us have that baptismal priesthood. All of us have sacrifices that we can offer to God. The struggles, the difficulties, the problems, the difficulties of our lives. All of us have the ability to serve the Lord. That's the kingly office. All of us have the ability to be able to live and to teach the truth. That's the prophetic office. But part of the office of priesthood is not merely offering sacrifice. Part of the office of priesthood is mediation, which is prayer. And every one of us has that ability. And I dare say every one of us has that necessity. We need to pray. There are some people to whom God has given a gift of intercessory prayer, and that's great that they will intercede for others and for the situation, the world, the church, and so on. But every last one of us has an absolute necessity of prayer. Not merely saying prayers, of being steeped in prayer. Because the whole goal of prayer is to conform ourselves to Christ. And the only way we can conform ourselves to Christ is to know him. And the only way we're going to know him is through that deep, interior, silent prayer. Not, again, saying prayers. Those are necessary as well. But just the quiet interior prayer, just spending time with him. It's best in the adoration chapel, if that's possible. If not, just have a place in your home where you can sit down and pray, and you can just spend the time with the Lord, because that is where you will be conformed to him, where our wills become conformed to his will. That's what prayer is really about. And if we want to be, as we heard in the first reading, a faithful priest, to be able to exercise that office of priesthood that is yours through your baptism, it cannot be done apart from prayer. So if we want to be able to live as God is calling us to, we must first and foremost be people of prayer, so that we can be united with our Lord in his sacrifice, in his priesthood, in his mediation. We can also be offered with our Lord, united with our Lord in the truth. we can be united with our Lord in love. That's what those three offices are all about. You are a priest, you are a prophet, you are a king. To be able to offer sacrifice and mediate, to be able to know the truth and teach it, to be able to love the Lord and our neighbor. That is our dignity, that is our call, and it is all rooted in prayer.